Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of The Spectrum. This was recorded on June 18th, 2025. In this episode, we have bad news from the Supreme Court. In a 6-3 decision, the court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. This is terrible news, not just for transgender children in Tennessee, but for children in the 25 states who face similar bans. The court, in what seems to be a regular practice these days, used mental gymnastics to come up with a decision that defies logic, legal precedent, or the intent of the Constitution. The six justices who voted to uphold this ban allowed prejudice to guide their reasoning instead of upholding the Constitution. Unfortunately, this is not a new thing. Earlier versions of the court bent over backwards to accommodate slavery and later to uphold segregation. The sad truth is that humans rarely live up to the ideals they set for themselves. The problem is that when those humans are in positions of power, they affect the lives of real people, and this decision will lead to the deaths of children whose lives could have been saved if they had been met with even an ounce of understanding and compassion. Instead, at best, families will be forced to leave the state to find a more accepting environment, and there is no certainty that any accepting environment will be left in the country if Trump and the court have their way. Instead, the lives of children that could have been so much better had they received help before facing the wrong puberty will now be forced to endure the trauma and difficulties that will present. It may force desperate families to seek unlicensed care, and that's never a good idea. And at worst, children that see no hope may end their lives, all because six prejudiced justices jumped through hoops to justify their prejudice. This case does nothing about Trump's executive orders. They face their own legal challenges, and we will continue to work to have these illegal orders struck down. But today's ruling, along with recent court decision to allow Trump's military ban to continue while the court cases against it proceed, despite it having been struck down in lower court and the clear damage it is causing to people, shows that sanity is not a foregone conclusion from this court. There is only one clear way to solve this problem. The politicians who are hurting people must be voted out of office in November. They must be replaced by people who do not use people, especially children, as political footballs. If you are a politician who believes in progressive causes, but you think that support for transgender people hurt you in the 2024 election, then this is your wake-up call. It is never right to abandon a cause that you know to be right because you think it is a political liability. The regressives will pick off your support group one by one, and you will have no one left to support you. The LGBT plus communities need you to make your voice heard and to continue to call attention to the injustice being done. We must not leave anyone behind in our journey to equality. I am sad and angry right now. My heart goes out to the children who live in states where they are told, "You don't know who you are. You have to be who we say you are." The arrogance and sheer meanness of the politicians who pass these laws boggles my mind. They do not have an ounce of empathy for anyone who is different, and it's going to cost lives. If you're a parent of a transgender child and you want a platform to voice your concerns, you have a friendly spot here. Reach out to me at spectrumpodcasthost@gmail.com. Until next time, take care.